Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They're everything that's right about college basketball.
I told these guys in the locker room, like, I've never had more fun coaching. These guys, they've shown up every day. They allowed me to coach them. You know, we had a lot of fun along the way. We worked really hard, but it was fun.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Dan Weider in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. And that's where we find the Big Ten Coach of the Year, Northwestern's Chris Collins. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Always good to be on the show.
Great to talk to you. Congratulations on a terrific season. I felt like against UCLA, like a lot of people watching, proud of your effort. You maxed out this roster. You did all you could do. And then you just UCLA was just better when they needed to be better, but nothing took nothing away from the kind of season that you experienced in Evanston. Chris, how did you put that loss into perspective and the season in perspective?
Well, you know, obviously when you're in the throes of March Madness and you're dreaming of big things and advancing, you're all in on it. And, you know, I think it was kind of that game in particular. We got down double figures. They hit us with that punch early, and we rallied the troops at halftime. We talked about coming out and fighting hard and fighting back and just being true to who we've been all year. And to see our guys on that stage, you know, go out there and do that and tie the game. And, you know, I had a couple opportunities at the end, had a couple shots go in and out, give them credit. They came down, made shots, made free throws, beat us. But I think it just really stamped who our team was. I mean, we wanted, don't get me wrong, I was a little salty last night watching Gonzaga UCLA. You know, as a competitor, you're like, man, that could have been us there tonight. But it was a great group of guys. I think you talk about it all the time when you're a coach. You just, all you want for your team is to leave everything they have on the floor, give it their all, and max out who they are. And I thought we did that this year. And I thought these guys in particular really set a standard, which now hopefully we can move going forward to try to sustain some of this year's success.
Chris, always great to talk to you. You and I have obviously talked for years, privately and publicly, about how some of the most fun you've had in coaching was that 2010 Duke National Championship team. It sounds like this group this year that you were with similarly kind of invigorated you on a daily basis. I'm curious when you knew this team had the secret sauce and what it was in their DNA that really strikes you.
Well, I think it was really our first day that we got together in the summer. You know, every team gets the opportunity in the summer to get a few weeks of practice time and workouts. So we had our first team meeting, and there was a lot of negativity, you know, coming into this year about where the program was at. We had had a couple losing seasons. You know, we had some guys leave the program. We had coaches leave the program. Like, there was just, you know, there wasn't a lot of positive outside noise. And we got together as a group, and we had a really emotional meeting because we had a lot of guys that had put 4 years into this program. And we knew it was a rebuild situation when we started this thing 4 years ago. And you know, these guys, we've stayed true to them. They stayed true to us. And we just had a real emotional meeting about what this year was going to mean to us, how we felt like what we had in the locker room was enough, no matter what anybody was saying about us. And we were going to go out every day and prove that with our work ethic. Everybody, I think your most fun teams are when it's all about winning. You know, I never had an issue this year with guys complaining about shots, minutes, points. We all said at the end of the day, if we do what we're supposed to do as a team, then all the individual stuff will take care of itself. And so when you have that kind of environment, you have great senior leadership, you know, that's when I kind of knew, you know, when these guys got together last summer, that I didn't know what it was, if it was going to mean NCAA tournament or how many wins or what that. I just knew they had what it took, you know, to be a really good team, and that they were going to maximize what they could out of each other. And they definitely did that. And I think even more, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And Boo Booey and Chase Audige were two of the leaders of that group, and obviously the best backcourt in the tournament, according to some people. Chris, obviously their futures are a little bit in doubt. You wonder what's next for them. Can you address where that is and when the decision might be made? And also, related to that, how the NIL might change some of these decisions that we used to maybe think were easy to make or easier to predict, and how that might help be a tool that helps retain some of these guys at programs like Northwestern.
Yeah, I just think, you know, all of college basketball and college athletics, you know, specifically football and basketball, it's just the landscape has changed, guys. I mean, they, you know, with the now with the NIL, you know, ability, the transfer portal, the rules there, the instant eligibility at other schools, it's just a different landscape, you know, than the three of us kind of have known, you know, throughout the last 20, 25 years, whatever it is. And, you know, I think everyone, if you want to be competitive and you want to, you know, continue to make way in this new era, this new landscape, you have to adapt. I think that's the biggest thing that I learned being with Coach K for all those years, is like, I didn't think anybody did as good a job as he did, as always being flexible and adapting to how things were changing through the times. And so, you know, for us, you know, we want to be competitive. There's a great commitment at Northwestern. I think we saw, you know, when you saw us play, the amount of purple out in Sacramento, California, that was out there supporting us. You know, that we have a lot of people that want us to be good, want football, want all the sports to succeed. And we have to continue to be on the forefront of what's going on. You know, when it comes to Boo and Chase, I think those guys are in an unbelievable situation. You know, they're graduates of Northwestern. They've been amazing players. You know, right now we're on spring break, so it was kind of good. Everybody had a chance to get away, you know, get away from it. It's a long season when they get back, and I'll sit down with those guys and their families, and it'll be about their futures. You know, it's what's going to be best for them, you know, going forward with their careers, with their ability from a business perspective as well, to maximize their window of playing basketball. So they've been great. I mean, what those guys brought our program this year, the leadership, the way they played, the notoriety, all those things. Like, all I want for them is to maximize their careers as players. And if that means coming back to Northwestern and that's the best thing, great. And if it's not, then I'm gonna encourage them to do what's best for them going forward.
Chris, as an extension of the adaptability part of this equation, obviously there's, you're right, the landscape is completely unrecognizable to what it was even 15 years ago. I'm curious, from your standpoint and a coaching vantage point, what that does in terms of challenging you to create developmental plans for guys that you have no idea how long they may or may not be with you, as compared to, you know, when you first got into coaching.
Yeah, I just think, guys, in the past you could really, you know, put up on the board, okay, here's our team, here's freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. You know, you had a few programs that had guys that were leaving early, but, you know, for the most part, you had guys who stuck around and were part, you know, when guys had to sit out as transfers, that it became a harder decision. You might see a guy maybe fight through some tough times a little bit more because he didn't want to have to sit out a whole year. You know, now when players know that they can transfer and be immediately eligible, you know, they know they have options to do that at the end of every season. So it's just kind of eliminated, you know, the ability to put together a team over multiple years. Yeah. You know, you almost have to now say, okay, this is the team we got for this year. And then at the end of the year, you meet with the guys, you meet with their families, you figure out who you're going to have and maybe how you have to, you know, if you have guys that move on for whatever reasons, okay, we have to find this position or we have to fill in these holes. So it just made it more difficult in terms of team building on a multi-year scope. You know, you have to kind of look at it now year to year, and which I don't necessarily love, but you know what, that's the way it is. And that's the way things are. And we have to do our best to try to keep ourselves where, okay, we have these guys who are coming back. These guys are moving on. And now we got to figure out how we can be successful moving forward into the next year.
Chris, quickly before we let you go, your dad got a lot of FaceTime on Saturday night. How's he doing, and how much of a resource was he this season for you?
Well, you know, you guys know him well. He's there's no one who loves the game, you know, more than him. No one who loves his family more than him. So to be a part of this journey this year, to be able to watch us have the success. I know he was on cloud nine, but it's amazing for me to have that resource. I mean, how many guys I said since I was a little kid, you know, sitting on the couch watching games with someone who's as smart as they come, you know, when it comes to basketball. It's how I learned. I can always bounce stuff off him, you know, philosophically, team building, you know, with our guys, good and bad. I mean, it's been an incredible resource, you know, for me and for our program to be able to have somebody that's 50 years in the NBA and has seen and done it all in every aspect. So he's doing well. He's hanging in there. He's still as smart as they come, and has still got his energy like he always has. So it was fun to have him along the journey with us during this tournament run.
Chris, congrats, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, guys, appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Collins, Northwestern head basketball coach, the Big Ten Coach of the Year, talking about the season that the Wildcats made history, returning to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2017. When we come back, we'll talk more tournament with Tim Brando will join us talking March Madness. It's Mullin Haw, Dan Weider in for Mully, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.